This is Davin's Den.
This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. What, Pip?
Who was that?
Who was the entrance to come back in?
Wow!
That was a warrant
with
machine gun. That's not who was on the break, but that was the intro.
Yeah.
Just trying to find, I'm going to do some scamming. What now?
I was just singing. I was saying thank you, but then I decided to sing Donkey Shane.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Thank you, Pip. You've been an inspiration
to
us.
It's late.
Uh-huh. That's Joe's excuse, not yours. All right. Let's do some scamming scammers. Here we go. Here we go. Perfect.
Yay.
Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
All right. Now, when we last left with Michelle, we were only 4 days into this relationship, by the way. And at one point, she was showing a lot of interest in me.
Yeah.
But then she actually said she loves fake Davin.
Wow. 4 days.
Shouldn't take that long. No. I'm used to 10 minutes. What's taking you so long, woman? But then it seemed like there was a shift change, and it seemed like her feelings had changed. Like we were not feeling the same love.
After what? 4.5 days?
No, I mean, it was the 4th day. So that was actually 3 days.
Oh, because
we started on the 20th, and at the 23rd, we started, something's a little hanky here. So go to February 24th of 2020. All right? See which Michelle we get. See if we get... And, like, I really wasn't taking the shit. So we were, like, kind of on the rocks, like, well, we didn't know if I was going to make the under, which was a month.
Right, right. So, let's get back to hot and cold Michelle.
Hot and cold
Michelle. Which temperature is it?
She goes, good morning. I go, good morning, Michelle. She goes, morning. How are you doing? I go, I'm okay. How are you? She goes, same here. She goes, how was your weekend? I guess it was so fun with family, brother, and sister.
What?
Family, brother, sister?
You heard her. I go, why'd you say that? I never mentioned any siblings.
Right.
So we are not getting the A squad.
Wait. All of a sudden you hear papers flipping. Wait.
If only.
Yeah.
There's just no effort. It's like, I never mentioned siblings.
There was no attempt to figure out, who am I talking to today?
I almost feel like Michelle's not really in a... Where the fuck? Yemen. I almost feel like Michelle's not really in Yemen and a sergeant.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
Well, you know what? There's...
I got a hunch, Joe.
Juggling so many Davins, it's hard to keep...
You know what? I'll tell you what, Pip. I am willing to bet my $300 from that gig I did that she is not who she claims to be.
The gig you didn't do, that she is not who she... Okay.
Yes, that's...
You're on.
Okay. She goes, okay, dear. I go, why did you mention siblings? She goes, I was just trying to know how they are doing, okay, and that's all.
What siblings?
Yeah, she's not getting it.
Yeah.
She continues, even if you have not ever had siblings, both your family and relatives are the same, too.
Oh, this sounds like a cold reading from a bad psychic. I'm getting a female energy. It starts with M. It doesn't have to be your mother. It could be a grandmother or a mother type figure.
Could be a motherfucker.
It most likely is.
I go, okay. I just feel often when you are talking to me that you are getting me confused with other people you talk to.
What? No.
I said that.
No.
I did.
That was cruel. Of course she does.
She goes, are you angry because of what I said to you yesterday? I go, I'm not angry. I just don't understand you.
Yeah.
She goes, you are angry. I know that. Bet you don't even know how many siblings I got. You don't know shit. I go, I just said I'm not. Are you calling me a liar? And then she gives me two emojis with the girl. We go, I don't know, with the shrug.
With the little shrug.
Little shruggy girl.
Little backpedaling there.
A little backpedaling. Yeah. She goes, you are the only one who started it. You makes me feel bad yesterday night. And these are question marks. I don't know how to read that as a question mark, but those are, both sentences were ended in question marks.
You made me feel bad yesterday?
Night?
Night?
I guess.
Maybe?
You know, it makes more sense that way. Maybe she's trying to figure out what the fuck happened.
Like, is that what happened?
I go, I did not mean to make you feel bad, but you just called me a liar. She goes, you said to me that maybe I'm trying to fool you, etc. No, no, I did not call you a liar. All I was trying to let you know is that you are getting confused about whatever which I have told you about. That then you keep asking me, three sad emojis. Remember I said I pulled out the Aunt Jackson with the foolish me.
Yes.
Don't instruct me in foolish me.
Whatever which I have told you about. That's hysterical.
I noticed.
What a vague fucking answer.
I go, I said I was not angry. You said I was. She goes, yes. She goes, due to the way which you was used to speak to me, I even got scared when you was yearning on me.
Did you yearn on her?
You said urinating on me.
That's what I thought.
Okay, we're not nuts yet.
No, I heard that.
Shh, don't be scared. Don't be scared. I had coconut, it's okay. I had pineapple. Shh, I'm just going to urinate on you. Shh.
No, the fuck you are not. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about
you. You have your blanket on. Shh.
I don't want a moist blanket. I want my mommy now. Buzz.
Shh, buzz, buzz.
Buzz.
I go, okay, we clearly do not communicate well. Maybe it is best we end this and go our separate ways. That's what I said to her.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not feeling this. I go, are you mad at me for saying we should part ways? She goes, no, just feeling annoyed, nothing else, dear. I mean, she's invested so much.
I know. I've spent a lot of time on this, and the fact that you're just ready to bail.
Spent a lot of time not figuring what the fuck's going on. She goes, the way you are yearning at me, which I don't like at all. Maybe she means yelling?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But
I've used no cap locks.
Yeah. This, yeah, really? Really? Really?
I go, I'm not yelling at you. You are assuming that. I am actually quite calm. But we don't communicate well, and you one moment, and I think you like me romantically, and the next you are adding family members I don't have. It is all too much. I can never figure out what exactly you mean or want from me. By the way, I have an idea what she wants from me.
Oh, I have an idea, too.
What she means, I have no fucking idea.
Well, she's yearning back on you.
So we get like 7 sad faces, sad emojis, and 2 sad koala bears.
The koala bears are upset now, too?
I've upset Australia.
Wait, are these the koala bears that were in the fire? I need to know.
Joe, you've upset countries before. How do you handle such a thing?
I tell them straight out. I don't use emojis, okay? I mean, when I yelled at England, I was pretty damn straight with England why I was sore as hell. Also, she's using emojis because she doesn't really know what to say, so she'll send you a couple of little emoji things.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, I agree.
So I say, yeah, emojis does not help. Use your words, please.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
She goes, I don't want anything from you, okay? Hey, okay, Carolyn, is that you?
It's like, okay, I don't even want emojis from you, okay?
She goes, we are here, just friends, only trying to get to know each other. I go, okay, that's fine, I'm good with that. She goes, are you sure? 4 sad emojis. She goes, well, thanks God you are feeling all right today. I go, yeah, but communication is hard. What is your first language?
Yeah, right?
And that's you to heart, right?
Yes, and that was at 2:42 at p.m., 4:50, I go, hi, Michelle, how are you this evening? I must have seen that she was on because she didn't respond.
Mm.
And then we go February 5th, 2020 at 2:56 a.m. She goes, thanks, Davin. I am doing healthy and great today, okay? Here it is 10:53 a.m. in the morning, okay? I'm still lying down resting, and how are you? And I know you may be sleeping by now. Have a nice dream and try to sleep tight like a newborn baby. And 2 smiley emojis. And a sleeping koala bear now. The koala is no longer sad. The koala has climbed up a tree and is now sleeping. We have a restful koala.
He actually had like a little toddler fit and he exhausted himself and needed a little nappy.
No, it was just because I was laying in my own mess. Too much? No?
No, it was very familiar.
Buzz. So we're on February 5th. I go, I'm glad you're doing well. I don't want to sleep like a newborn. I don't want to wake up with a dirty diaper. I give her like the emoji with a winky and a
laying in my own
and a turd sticking out of a piece of cloth.
No, Joe, we don't use recyclable diapers. These go straight to the trash. She goes, ha 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 ha. All right, that's nice for you. And how was your night? I hope you slept good. I go, it was okay. After I got the cat to stop making noise, that must have been Maui.
That, of course.
She goes, ha, ha, ha. You have cat? Wow. What's her or him name? She's taking more interest in the cat than the siblings.
Oh, more interest in the cat than you.
It was Maui. I go, Maui, do you like cats? It was Maui. She goes, no. I go, why? She goes, nothing. I hate them a lot. Don't worry. I will show you the cat I give to a friend.
For what? Dinner? What? I hate them a lot. Here, take this. Take this horrible beast I don't desire.
She continues, I hate the cat. That's why I took her off away from my home 2 years ago now. Since then, I haven't thinking of having cat at all. I laugh. I go, well, I'm not sure you should hate a whole species just because you did not like one cat.
Right.
I hate her. I just thought I'd say that. Cat-hating bitch. Buzz.
I go, my cat is very sweet and will give kisses. She laughs. Aw, kiss, that's amazing. You're damn straight she is.
Yes.
I go, see, very sweet, and she likes to cuddle. I will break you and make you a cat lover.
Yes, nobody puts Maui in the corner unless she's using the box. And then it's
that's
okay.
That's where the box is. It's in the corner. She puts herself there. February 26th. She goes, ha ha, me, oh shit, you won't break me. I am unbreakable. Haven't you know that? And then she goes, good morning, my beauty, with a like a meme type thing.
Wait, good morning, my beauty, to you?
Yeah. How dare you? You wretch, you.
I didn't mean it that way.
How many, and what? And what day number is this?
This is day 6.
Okay.
But my beauty knows no boundaries by time, my friend. My beauty is timeless.
It's such a strange thing to say to a man.
Not this man.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I identify as a beauty. Buzz.
Buzz.
Yes.
See, there's Joe going to his default of being a prick.
Hey, don't say prick is a derogatory term in front of me, Buzz.
Oh, fuck off. I'll fucking swat you. Pull out your stupid little stinger and watch your
like
writhing.
Shut up.
All right, she goes, she continues, it's honestly very uncharacteristic for me. Hope you don't think I am a stalker. Not sure what time you usually go to sleep on your days off, but just want to say goodnight and sweet dreams, Davin. Mwah! XOX. All right, we got the nice one back.
Yeah.
I go, nah, I don't think you're a stalker. Wait, is that you? Is that you hiding in my bushes? I usually go to sleep around midnight. What is uncharacteristic of you? She goes, all right, but I'm so sorry for asking that. Sounds so ugly to you. Where are you now? I go, what sounds ugly? I was fine with all. Just wanted to know what was uncharacteristic. Do I know that you are unbreakable? That doesn't sound ugly. It sounds confident. I like confidence. She goes, really? Thanks so much, okay? I really appreciate it. How are you? And then she gives me a picture of a lit-up tree in a wet parking lot.
Wait.
What do you mean a lit-up tree? Was it, like, it was February, so it can't be Christmas.
Well, little white fairy lights on it.
I don't know if you can see. It's probably bright, but I don't know.
It is,
But Pip saw. Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, you know, like at fancy restaurants where they have the little white lights.
Oh, okay. All right. Right. I got you. All right.
Which makes perfect sense to send to me.
You're my bright little tree.
And all alone in a wet parking lot. I'm wet, baby, like the asphalt. What?
Wait. Ooh.
I go, I am well. Is there significance to this tree, or are you just taking pictures of trees? We don't talk as much as the past few days. Have you been busy? She goes, yes, 4 sad emojis.
Hey, you know what? If she's interested, there's a guy that might hire her to take pictures at a wedding.
Yes, I understand you're into arboreal photography. Would you like to take a picture at my wedding?
Yeah.
Arboreal?
Yeah, trees.
I knew, but that's some fucking word I never heard of.
Oh, you're welcome.
I could have done without it. I won't remember tomorrow.
Listen, you know, you'll thank me on Arbor Day.
I won't. She continues. She goes, I've been busy since a few days now. I had something doing without reaching the computer. I am so sorry, dear. How are you? I go, no need to be sorry. I know you missed me terribly. And then I give her, like, the winky emoji, the laughing emoji, the big smiling emoji. Then she gives me a bunch of women that I don't understand. She goes, absolutely. I go, I laugh. I go, yep, you think about me all day and night. We're playing very confident Fake Davin now.
Yeah, no, you know what? That can work. It's just, it's a fine line. You don't want to step over it and be this, like, you know, I'm big, full of myself douche canoe, you know.
Yes, because Fake Davin is always worried about what the other person on the other end thinks. You're absolutely right. I would not want to offend Pip. You're absolutely right. I must toe the line. I would hate to blow up this fake, fraudulent relationship that is just now a week old.
That's right.
I go, what have you been busy doing? She goes, well, not really as you think. And then she gives me, like, the gumdrop happy emoji. I don't know.
What the
I don't know.
I don't know.
I laugh. I go, I was kidding. I didn't think you spent your days missing me. Then she gave me a heart. She goes, really? I go, I mean, you could be because I am amazing.
It's very confident.
It's very accurate. She's not a good friend.
No, you know, Mr. Hilks plays to get sleepy. Sometimes he plays this video game on his phone, and I just hear this weird, like, exotic music, and every once in a while, these clink clink noises, and some woman goes, "Jamazing." So you're jamazing. Sorry.
Thank you for that interlude. Well, at least Pip's feeling well. All right, let's continue. Yeah, you can edit that out, by the way, when you do the clips, you know, 2 years from now. Nobody needs to fucking relive that walk down Pip's bedroom lane.
Good but God. It was jamazing.
It was Janot.
It's amazing.
She goes, is that what you thought? No, all these days I've been super busy, both duty time and all through patrolling time. How is work over there with you? All those couple of days, I hope things is cool around you. I go, work is okay. I had a sold-out show last night. I had to film something today. There's always something to do. She goes, I see. That's good for you. I go, yeah, it's okay. I go, what'd you see on patrol? And we're now, that was 6:17 a.m. where I answered. She responds around 4 in the afternoon.
She was on patrol.
She was on patrol. Paw Patrol. She goes, hi. I go, hello, sweetie. Now I'm being sweet. Mm-hmm. How are you? Oh, well, that was a brief conversation. She goes, a fine good day and good afternoon to you, love.
A fine good day to you, sir.
She gives me a heart emoji. She goes, I hope you're having a great day. Blessed indeed, handsome Davin. And a kiss emoji. And then she sends me a picture of Joe. It's a Viking looking thing that's holding an empty fish. It looks like it's got stink coming out of it. It looks pissed off. And it's got green shit in its beard.
I tell you, fuck you, but I'm kind of complimented on it.
You've never looked so good and composed.
I gotta tell you something. Basically, I've been listening and I'm just like trying to see if she's giving you the one word answers or where she's going with the emojis. You know, I mean, she'll be asking a question, but she doesn't get that in-depth. You know, she's using emojis a lot more than a lot of the scammers have.
Well, it could be a couple things. First, it could be a language thing, which is very possible.
Yeah.
Also, girls like emojis much more than men.
Yes.
So.
You know what? Especially if you have a language barrier and you're not sure how you're coming across, the pictures will, you know, if I'm trying to be sweet, you sweeten it up, you know, like.
But if I'm correct, she's a United States soldier, correct?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, yeah,
like,
but you don't have to be born in America to be a United States soldier, Joe.
But still, you should have, but there shouldn't be a language barrier. Maybe you have an accent. But there shouldn't be a language barrier.
Joe, I feel the language of love transcends any issues that may arise.
Oh, excuse me.
Hopeless romantic.
You know what, Joe? Now that I look at this, it might have been Pip. Kind of has the same shoulders and the same color hair.
It does. It's got red hair, and it looks angry and nauseous. Could be me.
Put it in the photo section of the show website.
Pip on a good day with Pip on a good day with her makeup did.
Wait. Does it have a little green thing on? I think it does.
No, it's got like a purple schmata.
Oh, okay.
I go, oh no, I hope you're not saying I look like that Viking, sad crying emoji.
Yeah.
If so, I must question your definition of handsome. Are you there, sweet Michelle? She goes, yeah, LOL. She goes, I am here assuring. I go, good, so you think I look like the Viking? She goes, oh, no, I don't say so, love, and I don't think you look like the Viking at all. 4 smiling emojis. Are you busy? And this is February 28th at 2:52 a.m., and I responded 5:15 a.m., because why would I sleep? I go, I was busy sleeping. How are you? She goes, I'm pretty good, dear. And how is it going over there with you? Happy weekend.
Just the weird little turns of phrase.
I was just waiting for her to go, oh, you were sleeping? Yeah, because it's night.
Because we do that.
I go, have you started your weekend plans yet? She goes, yes, of course. It was really cool and amazing. How about you? I go, really? What was so cool and amazing? Where'd you go? And then she disappeared. She goes, I'm sorry. I was busy with friend. She goes, hi, I'm sorry. I was busy with friend. And a message was not delivered. We are celebrating our friend's birthday today. I go, okay, have fun, dear. And I give her a kiss emoji.
Nice.
You know what? We're going to have to go to romance because I don't know how long this one's sticking around.
Yeah.
She goes, don't worry. I go, I don't want to keep you from the celebration. She goes, we are gathered to make her special day happy and fun. We are celebrating our friend's birthday today. And then she goes, well, thank you so much. I go, that sounds fun. And she gives me a kiss emoji. I go, don't eat too much cake. And I give her the tongue sticking out emoji. She goes, ha ha!
Just like that, she
just
did.
That's how I imagine. Very feminine. A very feminine. She goes, I will bring it for you. I'm a little sick. I can't eat anything. I go, oh, no. What's wrong? And I'm afraid no kissing if you are sick. And I give her the emoji with the eye blink and the tongue out. She goes, ha, 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 coronavirus, ha, ha, ha.
Ew.
And a bunch of smiling emojis. I go, oh, no, I hope not. Have you been tested? She laughs. She goes, yes, of course. They already confirm it. I go, good, then you may kiss.
Wait a minute, is she part of a wedding or something? And you may kiss the coronavirus bride.
You may kiss the COVID. She goes, that I have the virus in my body. Oh, no, no. What a shit is this? I'm going to die soon. Then she goes, yes, of course. I go, what? She goes, ha, 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 don't worry. What the fuck?
What the fuck is this?
I go, what virus do you have? I go, we may not allow you to kiss after all. She goes, yes, of course. Apparently, I didn't take the COVID on the uptake. I didn't gather that.
Wait, so is she claiming she's got the COVID
She
virus?
Said she did. I don't know.
I think that's, yeah, it sounds like she does.
I go, poor Sarge, no kisses. She goes, I have coronavirus. I will kiss.
Wait, what?
She's using it as a weapon.
Typhoid Mary.
I go, you have the virus and you will kiss? Who will you kiss with the coronavirus? Are you there? And then that was 5:11. Then she goes, I will kiss you, especially, before anyone else. I hope you got that. I don't want your kisses.
Holy crap. She's trying to kill you.
Usually they're with me a lot longer before that happens.
Yeah, really. It's like, I'm sorry, I don't want to bond over the ventilator, honey. Jeez.
I go, though kissing you may be nice, I think I will decline because I don't want the coronavirus. If you get healthy, then you may kiss me. She goes, ha ha ha. Is that how you put it to down? That means you don't have super strong feel for me, and it shows you don't love me from your part of your heart.
No, I don't want to love you in the ICU, you bitch.
How can I? Why won't you quarantine with me?
No, stay away from me.
I go, but if you really love me, dear, you wouldn't want to get me sick.
Right.
She goes, that means you won't fight for someone you love, actually? Oh, God, that's terrible, love.
Wait, what?
You heard her.
You're gonna fight for her? Like, in what way? By swapping spit?
In the way of a Karate Kid 2. I'm the man who will fight for your honor. I am Peter Cetera.
Oh.
She's better off with the emojis.
Ew.
I go, I would never endanger my beloved, no matter how much it hurts me. Her being is of the utmost importance. You are willing to get me sick and possibly kill me. Crying emoji. She laughs. Really? If I do love you, I won't try to get you sick. No, love. I do not plan for that, okay? We only love each other. I go, kissing is dangerous. Let's just fuck.
Holy crap, I was not expecting that.
Well, you could tell when it's time to do the clips, that's going to be the title of one of them.
Yeah. See me typing type.
And I give her the winky emoji, the smiley emoji, and the hearts and the eyes emoji. Then she gives me like
going
the
all in.
Yeah, then she gives me a bunch of like hands over mouth emojis, like the zipper mouth emoji and another emoji.
You went too forward.
I guess so. I go, I guess that is a no, LOL. She goes, LOL, you really are so funny. Well, that's going to be nice for you, right? And then she's like looking up with like the hand on the chin emoji.
What, it wouldn't be her, good for her? What are you saying?
She's heard.
Oh, sorry.
I laugh. I go, well, hopefully if that were to happen, it would be nice for you too.
Yeah, thank you.
She laughs. She goes, that's cool. Do you used to talk with other girls like this? The fake ones.
Yeah.
The ones where I'm not really sure of their gender, where their gender is fluid, not because how they identify, but how I'm trying to identify them.
and because it could be anybody on the other end.
Exactly. And she goes, it seemed to me that you are a good person. Now she's given the hand on the chin emoji.
Is she thinking about it?
I go, I'm just messing around. I don't talk to many women online. I would be respectful, hon. Most women I meet after comedy shows, and they make their desires very known. She goes, really? But you do hang out with some, or you haven't had a friend for once.
What?
You heard her.
Sign my boobie.
That's happened.
Nice.
I go, online, do you mean? She goes, I see. I go, what are you asking me? She goes, that is part of business. Everyone can make her own desire only to make everything smooth and enjoyable. Both.
What? He, her?
This paragraph is gender fluid.
Apparently. Okay.
I go, you want to know about my sex life? She goes, hun, yes, but not actually, if you don't mind.
I'm getting whiplash from the very confusing way she expresses what she wants.
I will if you tell me about yours. All right, let's fucking see what she's got. She goes, I thought you wanted to tell me about yours. Now you were asking mine, really?
Yeah.
I go, I was not volunteering mine, LOL. I thought you were asking me. She goes, you've started to confuse me right away. Three sad emojis. Well, we're all a little confused.
Mutual.
I go, not my intention. If you wish to talk openly about our sexual past, I will. If you wish not to, that is fine as well. The choice is yours. Are you upset with me? She goes, no, I'm okay. Don't say that. I go, okay. She goes, but if I may ask, what makes you think so? Your emojis, I say. She laughs. She goes, no, just that I love that kind of emojis, LOL. I go, okay, cool. Well, I learned you don't like eggplant talk. I sent her an eggplant emoji.
I wonder if that translates.
I don't know. She laughs. Then we have a bunch of emojis with the hand over the face, right, and a bunch of the laughing emoji with the crying.
Okay.
She goes, yes, but not really as you think, okay? You deserve the best all the time and all the moment. What is the time there with you? Have you already had your lunch? You know, we just start to, I guess we, I mean, to think about eggplant parm.
She's trying to back away from that eggplant as fast as possible.
She most certainly is. I go, it's after 6 p.m. I go, so explain, dear. I want to understand you better. She goes, okay. Like, what do you want me to explain? What actually is that? Or my military life, or about my life statue? Her life statue, Joe. I will not have it taken down during this segment. I don't want to infuriate you. It's her life statue, and there's a history to be learned from this.
Everybody gets offended from it. You're going to take a stand.
How are we going to learn about her history if we take down her life statue?
I don't know.
How are we going to find out? How are we going to hear about where all my money went without some teaching point on that?
Sure. The life statue has to stay. It's right next to the Western Union.
We'll put it in the museum. We'll put it in the museum.
Yes. I don't really get you exactly, love. These are two people that do not understand each other at all.
No.
This is very difficult. I go, personal life, if you wish. She goes, all right. She goes, it will be my precious dear. And then she gives me six kissing emojis.
My precious.
Yes, better than mine.
Thank you.
I got to tell you something. We've been doing this segment for, I would say, 9 years? I have never, ever, ever seen so many emojis used,
yeah,
in a segment before.
Really?
So I go, great. I look forward to learning about you. Do you want to end there? Is that a good place to end? Or do you want to go one more day?
One more day.
Another day.
All right. Well, it depends on, you know, we have to go with Joe because we know Joe is hanging with us tonight, so we're good.
Plus, I gotta cook my chicken now. But we can go one more.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, it sounds like a euphemism. Sounds like when you've choked it one too many times. That chicken is cooked.
I'm going to cook my chicken. Well, I do declare. Wait, hands over mouth emoji. Crying, yeah. Squirting, like laughing emoji.
Eggplant emoji with hands around it.
Chicken emoji. Scared looking chicken.
February 29th. I go, hi. She goes, hi, dear. Good evening. How are you? I go, I okay. All right. How are you feeling? She goes, I am sorry for not being able to talk to you since all this hour is very busy. I am also doing good, dear. I go, you're not sick with coronavirus? And then she goes, happy new month to the one I love meme.
Happy what?
New month.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm the asshole. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't meant not necessarily related to this, but yes.
Happy new month.
What does that mean? She's on her period? But happy new month. Happy new moon. I don't know.
She continues, yes, of course, I am not. I don't have any sickness around me. I am well healthy like yours. All right, we clearly have a shift change.
Yeah, we definitely did.
Because yesterday she had the corona.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, maybe this is a different kind of science that works in Yemen, but I don't remember anybody getting over it in a day.
She got some of that sweet, sweet hydroxychloroquine. Because this is at the end of February of 2020 when that was all the rage.
There you go. Awesome.
I go, but yesterday you said you had it. She goes, yes, I was joking that yesterday, love, but I am sorry for everything. I don't think she was joking.
I have cancer.
Yeah, you got there's somebody else behind a wheel.
Oh, or some chick with a really sick sense of humor.
I go. Oh, well, I'm glad you're okay. You cost yourself the chance to kiss me, though. And I give her the emoji with the tongue out and the winky eye. She goes, yes, and I don't want you to be seeing me as someone who has the virus, okay? I'm not sicking of any types of sickness virus, okay?
You know what? Go back to the emojis, dear. Go back to the emojis.
Can you please say that sentence again?
Must I?
Yes.
You can do better, though.
She goes, yes, and I don't want you to be seeing me as someone who has the virus, okay? I am not sicking of any types of sickness virus, okay? You know what I'm thinking? I think we might have an okay Michelle. We might have a regular Michelle and an okay Michelle. The Ooh. Same way we had an okay Carolyn.
Yeah.
Because we don't get okays all the time.
Right. So you probably, yeah. So this one's okay Michelle, who is like a backpad, like, I'm not sick. Did I say sick? Nah, I didn't mean sick.
Yeah.
I go, well, it doesn't make you a bad person for being sick. I was very worried about you, though. It kept me up most of the night, to be honest. She goes, and I just want to use this little chance to apologize to you for not being capable to connect here since a few hours now, okay? I just get inside the camp making sure of the desktop to check if I have a little text from you and also my friends. Yes, yes, love. I understand you, okay?
I hope you were wearing a back brace when you were saying that. That's a hefty shovel of bullshit right there.
We're trained on how to lift such things, mister.
That's good. I'm sick of sicking, and I'm sorry that I sicked my sick on you.
You had me up all night. Oh,
like your legs. I go, okay, well, I'm glad you're okay. You said you would tell me about yourself. Tell me about your family. She goes, all right. As I told you before, I was born in the year 1988 in Dallas, Texas. I studied criminology and information system at Corpus Christi, Texas University, respectively with a master's degree. This sounds like a master's student.
Mm-hmm.
Sounding
like a CRV.
Yes. So we're actually on March 1st, so I'll continue. My mother is Scotch-Irish-English, and my father is from Dallas, Texas. And I am the only daughter of my parent. I have no brother nor
sister. What country is that?
I know.
My
father's from. He's always been a Texan, you see.
And I have no brother nor sister, okay? My dad was former military pilot in the United States Army, but he died in auto crash, as they're wont to do. I have uncles. We are not in good relationship. I don't know the reason, but it all started from my father, and I can't question him. Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
three sad crying emojis. That's why sometimes it seems so hard for me to talk about all my lifetime statues.
Oh, she's got more? She's got a whole statue garden.
There's a whole bunch of statues, and Joe will defend her statues to his death. Joe hates to see a statue torn down, even if it's a statue of horse shit.
Well, you know, if it's like the Lifetime stat from the Lifetime channel, I'll be the first one to take it down.
It's her on a horse with its front legs lifted.
Yes. She continues, people say they spoil me, but I think since I am their only child, I have to done the best to take good care of me. And then she sends me an emoji that says, I give my heart to you. And she says, good night, and we'll continue on March 1st. I go, thank you for sharing all that, Michelle. Have you been in serious relationships, or was it more casual dating? And I say, sweet dreams. She goes, yes, of course. I've been for a while, but it was not really serious as I think it was. Okay, and how about you? I can lie, too, I'm an only child. I have had relationships that were serious, very brief interludes, and a relationship that I thought was serious but turned out to be a scam. That one hurt me the most, but I guess you live and learn.
Oh, you brought in the scammer romance.
You like that. Yeah. You like that. Now, what do you think they think? Do they think, all right, we got to be more cautious, or this guy's a rube?
They think this guy has been taken once. We can take him again.
You think?
We'll just use different tactics. Yep.
What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, could be.
Then she reveals herself to be Britt Hume, and then she goes, "I too am an only child. I have had relationships." She just quoted what I said. She goes, "By peoples, right?"
No, dogs.
Only child by peoples.
Aliens.
I go, "What do you mean by people?" She goes, "And I can see how it hurt, dear. However, it has teach you some lessons." I go, "Oh, I'm smarter now."
Oh, yeah, boy.
And then she goes, "That one that hurt the most, but I guess you live and learn." She goes, "By people's right." She quotes that. I go, "More cautious, too. No, Michelle, it was a torrid online affair with a zebra. I thought it was going well, but it turned out she was an animal of a completely different stripe." What? I'm still an asshole. I mean, there's only so much of this I can take.
Really? She really liked this fruity gum. I don't know what that was about. What the hell? What the hell? But from peoples, right? Like, why does she keep stressing that? Like, you're from donkeys. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. She goes, "Oh my God, you fall in love with her? And can you tell me exactly who she is? And what did she do to you that hurt you? So I can learn what not to do and scam you in a completely different way?"
Yeah. Wait. Can you tell me exactly who she is and how I can find her on social media?
Yeah.
And how I can, oh my, ew.
I go, "Who she is?" I go, "Will you be hunting her down and avenging me, my love?"
Right.
She goes, no, just be open to me. Who she is and how did you met her? I go, "I met her online. She messaged me out of nowhere, just like you did." I go, "I never message anyone. I don't know. But maybe it is common. Maybe it is what scammers do. No, I don't know. What happened in your relationship that you thought was serious but turned out not to be?" I go, "One of these days I'm going to tie you down so we can finish the conversation." Then she laughs. She goes, "Like serious love? Well, it's going to be funny, and I can't wait till then. So, however, I am sorry for my late response, okay? And also understand you according to whatever you have said. But for me, I haven't expressed something like that before. But sometime, we do not get notifications. That's a report from people through our military Red Cross agent that many fake ass using untied state military to scam many peoples." I think what she's telling me is to be careful of military scammers.
I think that she did, but in, like, such a roundabout way that I have whiplash.
If only she didn't talk like a scammer.
If only she knew what we do. Yeah.
That there, will come.
Consulted by, you're warning us. We've been consulted by the Army, like, with stuff like this.
I should ask if they knew her father, the pilot, that was a pilot for them that died.
Interesting.
Ask if she knows General Bulldog McIvey.
We all know the general.
Who could forget?
I go, "Yes, I understand the military is a target for identity theft. Has someone ever stolen your pictures?"
Ooh.
She goes, "Through social media, by using someone's pictures who has been trying to destroy our military..." I think she went morale, but she said Carell. Maybe Steve Carell. This is very interesting. This is very interesting that she's trying to make me hep to military scammers while she's trying to scam me as a military scammer. This is unreal.
Yeah, it really
not
is.
Not realizing that we've been consulted by the Pentagon in regards to military.
She doesn't know that I know that she does. But this is very interesting.
It is.
I go, "I am aware." I go, "Are you familiar with OPSEC, Operational Security, which is who we work with?" You know, and they teach the military to lock down their profiles so they don't get stolen. She goes, "I do got reports sometimes from my inbox or through email, but for that reason, I don't normally actually use to put many of my pictures in internet." I go, "That's smart. I really don't know what you look like." She goes, "So, as you do explain to me, I got you very completely, but how long have you been with him or her? Did you met her in person, and how does it goes?" She really wants to know about this.
Yeah, she really wants to know how it works.
I go, "I thought I was with them for 9 months. Never met in person." Well, because she was a scammer. I go, "Do I get to see what you look like? You never told me about the relationship you thought was serious." She goes, "That is part of the thing which hurts so much. bunch of broken hearts. How could you be in with wrong people? Nobody's perfect, but you should be very carefully, okay? And then she goes, I understand exactly how it feels when someone you love breaks your heart. And I think that's a good place to end.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny you say a bunch of broken hearts. It's a bunch of broken English, too.
Funny.
You're in the military, and you have not a great command of the English language. I mean, that's a red flag right there.
Well, you know what? Sadly, there are people who get pushed along through the schools and write like this. I have a cousin who graduated high school in America, and I would be embarrassed to read some of things that she's written to me because.
Oh, I believe that when I was a lumberjack, there was a guy there that nice enough guy. Where the hell was he from? Pennsylvania, I think. But he couldn't. He just graduated high school. He couldn't fucking write.
Yeah.
He used to have to write. I used to have to write some of his papers. If you could believe that, you see my fucking writing. I'm the go-to guy.
it's you know, not everybody is you know, super great at writing anyway, but I mean if this is actually a native English speaker,
I'm sure it is.
You really think so?
Oh yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Okay.
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 Yeah, I think this person's legit. Why else would they tell me about military scams?
I don't know what their angle is, but I'm interested to hear more.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's hard to make out what the fuck she's talking about half the time.
Yeah.
But, I still...
She uses emojis.
Right, right.
She should just stick to them. Just all emojis. All emojis. Nothing but emojis.
Yeah, but you know what? She hasn't asked for anything yet either.
No.
She hasn't even asked me for a picture.
But she wants some koala loving.
She wants some koala loving. But it's kind of interesting. Like, she was sympathetic to me being scammed.
Right.
And she's telling me, yeah, this is a real problem. So she's playing the military part pretty well.
Yeah. I mean,
except for the English that goes along with it.
Yeah. I mean, except for the fact that we've seen this so many times before, like, there's a little bit of me goes, could this possibly be a real person?
No. I mean, theoretically, it could.
Yeah, she hasn't asked for pictures yet because I think she's feeling you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but usually they're so forward.
Yeah.
This one's not forward. This one's playing a little bit of a long game.
Come on, Dad. We did the last segment that we did. There was that person was all about financial. You know, all about business.
Right, but she wanted money, Joe. She wanted an investment right away.
It was totally a different tack. Even though it was money, the object of the game is money. But that was such a totally different tack. And we even commented on it when we were doing the segment.
Well, I mean, no, I'm just saying that this one is very sloppy in some ways, but in some ways it's kind of intriguing.
Yes, yeah.
So
I'm interested because it's not obvious the way this is going.
It seemed like we were ending.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you try this.
And fake Davin is still sarcastic with her.
Yeah, but she takes it.
And we've still caught her in lies and, you know.
Yeah, but she's still willing to keep going.
Oh, crap.
Uh-oh. Well, oh, no.
That was a cat fail. Gonna have to clean something up. Watch behind you. I think she had a turd that wasn't willing to cut bait.
A cat fail.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she saw her running out of there, and I think there was a turd attached, and I'm really in no position to do anything about it now.
Yeah, no, she had that particular, I'm guilty gait.
It's the first time she's moved quickly in months.
I reached down to try to pet her.
No.
And went, no.
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 That was a business cat.
Yeah.
And there was stuff coming out of the business. Now I gotta track down a turd.
Well, welcome to my world.
God, awful. All right.
You're like Dog the Duty Hunter.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Is it, though? Is it? It's an awful job.
I know it's an awful job, but it was a great line.
Yeah, it was a great line. But you got to find the duty before it turns white. Then it's dead.
Oh,
All right. So, I mean, this one's pretty interesting.
Yes.
It's not torrid yet.
No. No, but you tried to get a little bit, like, you know, why kiss? Let's fuck. But she was like, oh, I'm not having that. Let's backpedal. So, what'd you eat for dinner?
I think both of us are still trying to feel each other out here.
Yes.
That's what I was saying. That's why she hasn't asked for pictures yet.
All right.
So.
Well, usually they just met me and they want my picture.
I know. And your money.
Well, you know, taking a different tack.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad she's trying to educate me about military scammers.
Yes, because you need.
Let me say one more thing. Basically, like I said, we've been doing this for 9 years. You know, in that 9 years, maybe they're getting more sophisticated in the way they're going about, getting with people.
Well, I mean, their tacks are definitely changing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not exactly call this one sophisticated.
No.
I mean, they can't even keep the story straight half the time.
No, but keeping it intriguing, though. It's keeping it intriguing. We just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that it's more than one person for sure.
Yeah.
I'm believing it's two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel both of them will fall in love with Fake Davin.
Of course.
Give Fake Davin time.
In time.
Stringing them both along, you dog.
All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Fertico.
Thank you.
For his continued support.
Yes, thank you, Russ.
And also Sidesplitting Productions. If you need a comedian, things are starting to fill up, shows are starting to get busy, go to sidesplittingproductions.com for your private event, for your restaurant, for your fundraiser, for a roast. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094. Joe, where will you be?
I will be doing a guest spot in the Comedians of the Compound. They're going to be at Blue Claw Stadium over in Jersey. So check that on out. Go to compoundcomedy.com. I'll give you a link to get the tickets.
Is that an outside show?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be this Saturday, October 16th.
Where are you going to be? By second base?
I don't know.
Certainly interesting.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, dude, when you hit the stage, do people know who you are?
You know, it's interesting when in Vegas and stuff like that, they kind of knew what who I was. But when we were in Poughkeepsie a couple of weeks ago, it was Ant did time, Aaron did time, and it was Gino and just me. So I went up there and I go, some of these people might not know me. So I go up there and the first thing I said, I go, people are probably wondering who the fuck I am. I go, I drove Ant. Yeah.
Did they laugh?
I'm doing the same thing Saturday. It was a good icebreaker, so I'm going to use the same line Saturday.
I mean, you're on the show enough, and he mentions you enough.
Mm-hmm. I to tell you the truth, when we're in Vegas, people are coming up to me and go, Joe Curry, we always wanted to meet you and stuff like that. I was signing autographs and stuff like that. So they knew who I am, but you had, on those shows, you had a lot. You had Chrissy in the show and a couple other people that are on the show, so I went up and I'm a friend. But on this one, it was just the four of us where you didn't have that cavalcade. So, I'm like, I hope people know who I am. So I better just, do an icebreaker just to get up there and go into the act. So, yeah, that worked.
The man has to fly across the country. But when he does, they want his autograph.
You know what, though?
There you go.
Those are the type of fans that know all the cast of characters and know the family and everything. And so they definitely knew who you were. There's sometimes people who were, deep fans of a thing, like, I am with certain things, and people that, like, the general public doesn't quite know yet, it's much lower level of notoriety, so it's like, good for you.
Yeah, and it's interesting, because I'm doing the spots in the show, and, all the comics on there are, really good. Pat Dixon, and you got Aaron, and you got Gino. I don't really run with those guys. I mean, I have, in my regular bookings, I have worked with Aaron. But so I go up there, so it's not like the regular crew of guys I work with, so sometimes I feel a little awkward, and then I have to remind myself I'm a 23-year vet at this, I'm not right. An open micer that's just getting bread, so I go up there and hold my own, and believe me, when we were doing Soul Joel's, I had to follow Gino, who was just leveled the place, and I held my own, so, I have to remind myself that, I'm a working comic, I'm not the charity case guy,
Right, right.
Sounds like a good opportunity for you to be handing out show CDs.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow, October 13th, my anniversary, 19 years. That's a long time.
19 years, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she needs a better escape plan.
I remember that was yesterday.
What?
I remember that was like it was yesterday. It's funny. I went to go see Joe Cumia play his band, and our guitar player Rex in Rotgut was coming down with his wife Megan. I haven't seen Rex in decades. 2003, 2005, and you know, I remember his first son, you know, Marco, when he was born. He used to come around the cat. He's 28 years old now, and I was just, you know, you forget how quickly time goes by, you know.
Truly.
Yes. So I will be celebrating my anniversary by not seeing my wife.
What's happening?
Sides Putting Productions has a show at Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey. First one since the pandemic. I believe it's actually sold out. It's sold out.
Good.
So you can Joseph Anthony will be your headliner, but you should call them for the next show. Whenever that is, it'll be soon. 201-384-1551. 201-384-1551. That's Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be good to be back there. We will be with you guys next week. I will probably know if I'm under contract by then. Oh. Under contract! I'm a contract killer.
Good.
Awesome.
So, so it's a fun show.
Yeah.
Fun show. Pip is, after tonight, Pip will no longer be an insect.
Buzz.
Yeah, she'll no longer be a buzzkill. But anyway, thank you all for listening live. Thank you all for listening on the podcast, on replay. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.